Welcome back for the broadcast of game number 2 of the preliminary round series between Precision Time and Lousy.Cheesy. Lousy.Cheesy has a 1-0 lead in this best of 3 affair, and this game will be played on the map choice of Precision Time, and that map is Tau Cross, a map I can pronounce a lot better than Longinus or Longinus or however else you would like to say it. Again, you will not be seeing a Zerg versus Terran affair this time. Instead, you will be seeing a Protoss versus Zerg affair. Lousy.Cheesy will be your Zerg player located in the bottom right position on Tau Cross, and he will be in the purple. Precision Time is Protoss in brown, located in the top left position. It's kind of interesting that Precision Time chose the map of Tau Cross, as it's a very similar map, probably arguable in some people's mind, to that of Tau Cross. But really, it's a similar concept. You've got two different pathways that you can take into the main base of your opponent. You have the two similar expansions, a mineral-only one and a gas-only one. Very similar maps, different tile sets, basically, is your only difference. Lousy.Cheesy looks like he's going to guess correct again, as he's got his Overlord beginning its scouting run towards Precision Time's main base in the top left. And we have our first building underway, a pylon immediately to the south of the Nexus, located at Precision Time's base. Lousy.Cheesy is most likely going to do his fast expander team, which he does for the 63rd straight time. It's interesting to see how Mr. Precision Time plays a Protoss versus this, as I have myself had numerous troubles with Lousy.Cheesy's horde and randomly expand when it's nice style. He does it effectively, however. It'll be interesting to see if Precision Time decides to play it extremely aggressive or play it a little more passively. Really, it seems to me, either way you go, you've got to have a nice balance to defeat Lousy.Cheesy, as he is a very good player at the game of StarCraft. First gateway for Precision Time is underway, and now let's see if he decides to go with the second one. He does. Very smart Protoss move against a Zerg player, despite the fact that he probably doesn't know that Lousy.Cheesy's not going to rush him, as Lousy.Cheesy, right on cue, expands to his natural base in the bottom left. In addition, of course, Precision Time has a second pile underway. I'm going to take a guess Precision Time's going to go for an aggressive Zealot build at this point. But again, it amazes me, though, how it seems like the best players seem to have the luck when it comes to scouting, too. As Precision Time's going to scout to the top right, following the infamous clockwise pattern, which many people use, and is going to find out that Lousy.Cheesy's not there, well, Lousy.Cheesy uses the same exact idea, and fortunately enough, is going to see exactly where Precision Time is. It's kind of amazing to me how it seems like those little breaks go to the players who just seem to have an advantage. Same build again from Lousy.Cheesy as well. Spawning pool is now 3/4 of the way down. It'll be done probably any moment. And his extractor's underway for gas as well. It's a very safe build from Lousy.Cheesy. It's an effective one, of course, as well, with the fast expansion. It really makes you wonder, you've really got to either disrupt Lousy.Cheesy's attack here, and what do you know? Here comes Precision Time. 3 Zealots early. This has been one strategy that has actually worked in the past against Mr. Lousy.Cheesy. Lousy.Cheesy has opted for another hatchery, an earlier hatchery at this point, and a couple of Zerglings just intended to be destroy the one probe scout. Funny enough, though, at this point, Lousy.Cheesy does not have a sunken colony underway. And, of course, right on cue, there is his first one. Precision Time decided to move in. He might be able to do some damage. He's got 3 Zealots there, sitting and waiting. In a straight line, I might add. Here they go, finally. The creep colony just completed. And now it's being researched, upgraded to a sunken colony, and those Zealots are trying to lay waste to the sunken colony. Lousy.Cheesy sends in his one Zergling back to try to attack the Zealots, decides not to, and now it's going to force Lousy.Cheesy to spend some money on Zerglings. This attack is working pretty good, as now Precision Time's going to have 4 Zealots attacking the hatchery at the natural. He's going to continue to pump out Zealots from those 2 gateways back at his main base. While in the meanwhile, Lousy.Cheesy back at his main base is going to do a traditional counter, in which he upgrades to a Lair and also has built a couple of sunken colonies back at his main base. So this fast expansion build is not going to work directly for Lousy.Cheesy. 4 Zealots have just finished off the expansion of Lousy.Cheesy, but Lousy.Cheesy is in a pretty good defensive position. He's got himself a group of 8 Zerglings there, plus 2 sunken colonies. Precision Time waits patiently, however, for 2 more Zealots to come. He's got more waves of 2 coming, though, so he's up to 6 Zealots. And, well, you know, there is a spire from Mr. Lousy.Cheesy. If Precision Time can hit that spire, though, this game could go into Precision Time's favor. Precision Time, however, looks like he's trying to find a way around Lousy.Cheesy's base, getting acclimated what his base's position is. Going back and forth, back and forth. The spire is now about a third of the way complete. Precision Time, however, is waiting, though, at the base of Lousy.Cheesy's. Right at the choke. He's got a very dominant position, but now here's the question. Is Precision Time going to be prepared for the Mutalisks? It looks like he's trying to, though. He's got a Stargate back at his main base. And also another pylon underway, plus the Cybernetics Core. Precision Time moves in a little bit. His Zerglings are going around the outside. But again, they're not attacking. It looks like he's just scouring and just trying to find a way to attack Lousy. But he just doesn't see one. And he retreats back to the main choke. It seems to me if he would send his forces in, he'd have a pretty good chance of defeating this minimal defense. But the spire is now complete. So obviously here come 2 Mutalisks from Lousy.Cheesy. Meanwhile, back at Precision Time's main base, he does also have a couple of Corsairs, most likely under production. So it looks like Precision Time at this point is just happy with the containment. But a containment is only good as long as you do something with it. And right now, he's doing absolutely nothing with it. He's just allowing Lousy.Cheesy to build more and more units. There are the 2 Mutalisks, by the way, which most likely you'll see go after this group of Zealots just sitting there. Make that a 3rd Mutalisk. The other possibility is Lousy.Cheesy could also go after Precision Time's main base, and that is exactly what he's going to do. Here come those 3 Mutalisks. In defense, it does look like Mr. Precision Time has 1 Corsair, though. Make that 2 Corsairs. That might be enough. His Precision Time continues to just have his group of Zealots just sit there, though. It really makes you wonder. Those 2 Corsairs go in to intercept those Mutalisks, but the Mutalisks are going to start to peck away at these probes. They pecked away at a couple. Let's see what type of damage he does. There went one. Looked like he killed 2 probes in the process. Here come a couple of Scourge. Yes, I remember the name this time. To help out against these. So it's 3 Corsairs taking on 3 Mutalisks and 2 Scourge. Yeah, I'm not going to use the lame mentality. Here come 2 more Mutalisks, however. And Precision Time just continues to have more and more Zealots. He's got a group of 15 Zealots just sitting there at the main base of Lousy.Cheesy. It looks like he's going to pick off one of the Overlords. No, he isn't, because he realizes that he's going to be under attack any moment here. As here comes a bunch of Mutalisks from Lousy.Cheesy. 1, 2. The Scourge, however, do a little bit of damage to one of these Corsairs. He's got 2 more Corsairs back at home, though. Why isn't Precision Time attacking? He's got a clear positional advantage, and Lousy.Cheesy is in deep trouble here. If Precision Time would attack. 5 Corsairs are chasing back those Mutalisks. The one advantage that Precision Time does have is that he's got... Here he goes, finally. These Zealots move in... Oh, wait. They just move in just enough. And the Mutalisks are going to come and attack the undefended Zealots. So now those Zealots that could have done quite a bit of damage attacking Lousy.Cheesy are now forced into retreat until the Corsairs, which went back to the main base of Precision Time. So here come those Corsairs, though. They're going to eat away at those Mutalisks. So maybe now, finally, Precision Time will go on the attack because he's got both his Corsairs there plus the Zerglings. Lousy.Cheesy moves his Zerglings out. Battle ensues right at Lousy.Cheesy's former natural. Precision Time now looks like he might move in. Just move in. That's the whole... You can actually take this from him. Here he goes. No, they don't. The Zealots just sit there yet again. And now Lousy.Cheesy sends in a massive Scourge and kill 3 of them in the process. Precision Time still has a bunch of Zealots and 3 Corsairs there. And Lousy Achis is just going to continue to mass Scourge and Mutilus. Here he comes again. Two Scourge and four Mutilus taking on the three Corsairs. One Corsair's gone. Just like that. The two Corsairs are going to repel briefly at this moment, those Mutilus back. But all Lousy Achis is going to do is continue to produce a couple of Scourge, kill off a Corsair, bring in the Mutilus, kill off another thing, attack the Zealots, and he's going to destroy this containment. Precision Time had an aggressive position that he could have taken advantage of, but instead, he's just sitting there out of those two Zealots. He decides to expand at this point, which is, don't get me wrong, a good idea, but he had himself a pretty good advantage, which really he did nothing with. As Lousy Dachizi's main base still only has those two sunken colonies and a few Zergling and not many drones. Just amazes me. It really does. Precision Time continues to mass more Corsairs. And we have another battle ensue. And it looks like these Zealots are going to hold off the Zerglings, but that mass of about, I'd say about 16 Zealots is down to, well, 8. He does have 3 Corsairs there, but it looks like at this point Precision Time's just happy with the fact that he's forcing Lousy Dachis to waste money on Zerglings and Mutilisks. But the thing is, it's going to take Lousy Dachis an awful long time to starve, basically, which is, it seems like, what Precision Time's attempting to do at this point. Precision Time's expansion, which he has put to the top left corner, is doing absolutely nothing at this point as well. He has 3 probes sitting there, but he has the assimilator completed. No probes are under construction. It doesn't look like any units are under construction. I'm just completely clueless at what he's doing. Lousy Dachis continues to mass more Zerglings back at his main base. He has 4 hatcheries in his main, so he's going to be able to ultimately overwhelm this group of Zealots if he attacks himself. The one thing that Precision Time does have going for him is that he has Lousy Dachis only in his one main base. But here we go. Precision Time now finally has his 3 probes mining there at the assimilator, and he has a forge underway. Most likely he's going to take now a more defensive position back at his main base, just in case. I know it sounds like I'm belaboring the point with Precision Time here. He played excellent versus myself, and I'm not going to question him as player, as I view him as one of my equals. But if you know that you've got yourself a good position like you are, why not take advantage of it? As Lousy Dachis is just allowed to continue to mass Zerglings after Zerglings after Zerglings after Zerglings, what all he has really in defense besides those Zerglings are probably 10 probes in 2 sunken colonies. Sure, I know it's a lot easier with me here seeing that. Precision Time sends in a probe, realizing I think he knows that he's in trouble now. As Lousy Dachis just has a mass of Zerglings that are going to be coming right at him. He's producing Zealots, but again, only out of 2 gateways. He has one photon cannon guarding his natural, and here comes a massive swarm from Lousy Dachis, filled with 6 Hydralisks and also a bunch of Zerglings. He's going to kill off a few of them. An excellent move, however, from Precision Time. He went into the main base of Lousy Dachis and killed off those overlords and killed off the aggressive position. But there's a problem, though. That massive attack force just destroyed all of the Zealots from Precision Time. So now all Lousy Dachis has to do is really attack, as he's got the advantage at this point. Let's see what Precision Time does back at his main base. It looks like he's sending 2 more Zealots. He keeps them back. So now Lousy Dachis has effectively destroyed the containment that Precision Time did have. Ugh. Disappointing from just the fact that it looked like Lousy Dachis was on the ropes there, but Precision Time lets him off the hook. And again, Precision Time does not have many probes back at his main base either. I guess I'm noticing things that I did myself, but it's tough to... It's really tough for me to figure out, though, as he had a very good chance to put this game on ice, and he just failed to. Is now Lazzi-Dacchisi moves back to his expansion in the bottom at the 12, at the 6 o'clock position, and is going to be able to defend it a lot better than he originally did. Killing those overlords sure helped a little, and that's exactly what Precision Time is going to do again, as Lazzi-Dacchisi builds another group of 7 overlords, and he's sending in his fleet of 8 Corsairs to go destroy those overlords. But again, that's something that'll be replaceable from Lazzi-Dacchisi. Here we go. Kills off 1 overlord. Kills off 2. Kills off 3. And the Lazzi-Dacchisi responds with his 8 Hydralisks and sends them back. But Precision Time just moves his Corsairs around. He looked like he could have taken an attack run at that 1 overlord, but decides to retreat back to his own main base. Precision Time now has a little bit better of a macro position, though, as he's got 5 cannons guarding his natural, plus he's got himself 2 gateways there as well. In addition, now he's also making the necessary move to the Templar archives. So perhaps Precision Time is going to try to find another way to regain this advantage. But like I said, though, it was sitting there right for him to take. And Lazzi-Dacchisi just... calmly just sat there and was able to defend it. Got these Corsairs from Precision Time moving around, just patrolling the center of the map to be sure the Lazzi-Dacchisi does not attempt to escape to another location. Precision Time had a great idea, though, from the onset here, playing a nice aggressive game against Lazzi-Dacchisi. But the thing is, if you're going to play aggressive, you better play aggressive. You know, it's one thing to play... you know, to be careful and conservative, especially in a game where you're playing for, well, your series life. But still, you've also got to realize that when you have an opportunity, you take it. And again, I realize that's a lot easier for me to say in my position. But then again, my job here is to commentate, so that's exactly what I'm doing. Precision Time now looks like he's going to try to retake some aggressive position here. Here comes a massive group of Zealots. Maybe he will... pushing this time against... he's going to use his Corsairs, probably go after the Overlords. Here come the Zealots. Let's see what happens here in Mr. Lazzi-Dacchisi's main base. They're speed lots, so they're going to force those Hydralisks back. Maybe this is what Precision Time was after the whole time. Here come the Zealots. A massive Hydralisks. A battle ensues right at the choke point into Lazzi-Dacchisi's main base. He's sending those... Lazzi-Dacchisi's got his Hydralisks back in retreat. And Lazzi-Dacchisi is going to be forced, it looks like, to retreat his drones back into his main base. Now it looks like Precision Time is going to try to destroy the hatchery there. Lazzi-Dacchisi yet again. No, he's going to... well, Precision Time's attack is foiled yet again, as Precision Time could not completely finish off the group there. As 9 Hydralisks and the drones from the expansion go back into Lazzi-Dacchisi's main base. And Lazzi-Dacchisi's now wisely going to defend it a little bit better with a couple more creep colonies. There's another promising-looking attack from Precision Time, and it forced Lazzi-Dacchisi to retreat, but Lazzi-Dacchisi is comfortable in this situation, simply as put. He has forced, however, Lazzi-Dacchisi to lose a lot of overlords, so it's going to prevent him from being able to produce as quickly if he attacks again. But I'm gonna get, I get the feeling he's waiting, though, for Psionic Storm to come and a couple of Dark Templar. Here we go. This looks like another effective little attack. Here comes the massive Sairs coming back down towards Lazzi-Dacchisi's main base. Bunch of Speedlots upgraded now to +1, I might add. 2 High Templar most likely armed with Psionic Storm, 2 Dark Templar, 3 more Zealots to join the already group of, I believe, let's see, 12 Zealots down there. So I'm just going to say 15 Zealots, 2 Dark Templar, and 2 High Templar, along with Mr. Precision Time's fleet of 379 Corsairs. And a battle ensues right at the top of Lazzi-Dacchisi's natural expansion. Let's see if those High Templar use Psionic Storm on the massive Hydralisks. There's one. Killed a pretty good group of them. He's going to send in another Psionic Storm. Killed a bunch more. But that attack force is gone, but the overlords are gone as well. Send in the Dark Templar. Yes. Here comes Precision Time. On the attack. Now the Dark Templar are doing some damage, as there's no overlords to prevent Precision Time from destroying this natural expansion. But there's a thing problem, though. Those Corsairs are being attacked by the Hydralisks. Attack the Hydralisks! Those Dark Templar now, it looks like they're going to move into the main base of Lousy Dachshezi to be intercepted by a group of four overlords, and those Dark Templar are going to disappear. So another excellent idea, just not great execution on the part of Precision Time. The two Psionic Storms, however, did kill a good group of Hydralisks. Lousy Dachshezi's on the defensive. He's been on the defensive this entire game, but he's done a decent job preventing it. But the thing is, Lousy Dachshezi still has access to that natural expansion. Lousy Dachshezi, though, needs to do a little bit more. He's got to attack or do just something. Precision Time, in the meanwhile, he's going into macro approach. Five more gateways going up to his second expansion, located immediately to the top right of his first expansion. Precision Time's played a pretty good game overall, despite the fact that these attacks have not worked very well. Lousy Dachshezi's beginning his hoarding idea, moves to his second natural expansion, immediately to the top left of his main natural. So really, I could almost say that Precision Time at this point has had two really good opportunities to really set this game completely in his favor, but he lets Lousy Dachshezi get away with both of them. And Lousy Dachshezi is also now going to send his two Scourge up to take a look at what Precision Time is doing. And if I was Precision Time, more Templar, more Templar, more Templar. He also has a larger fleet of Corsairs, which I believe that's 10 Corsairs. Yes, that is 10 Corsairs. And also, he's got himself a group of 9 Zealots, a Dragoon, and 3 High Templar guarding his main entrance into his natural, into his main base, at the top left corner of this map. It's been a very interesting game overall, though. This is probably one of the tougher ones Lousy Dachshezi has been put into in a long while, as Lousy Dachshezi has not been able to get the money that he needs to do his massive swarming technique, which he loves to do against players. But like I said, though, you know, the fact that he prevented Lousy Dachshezi from doing that, though, also begs to ask you the question, though, could Precision Time have taken advantage completely and taken over this game himself? In my mind, yes, he could have. But instead, Precision Time's taking a more, I guess you could say, calm route. But, you know, hey, different structure, different folks. Here comes the next attack from Mr. Precision Time. Let's take a look at the numbers. 10 Zealots, 3 Dragoons, and a Dark Templar in a pear tree. Plus that group of Corsairs. The Corsairs come flying in and meet a mass of Hydralisks. We'll see if Precision Time sends any more. Ah, yes, here come in the 3 High Templar. Here comes the attack, right at the main ramp here into the third base there of Lousy Dachshezi. And another battle ensues. Storm the Hydralisks, they say. Storm the Hydralisks. And there's one. Forces Lousy Dachshezi on the retreat as his Dragoons are peppering away at the main base of Lousy Dachshezi. And another storm comes. Doesn't kill anything. Does he have another storm? And yes, that one killed a couple. How about another one? That killed another couple of them. Is that Dark Templar going to... Another storm kills his own Dark Templar in the process. So the result of that battle... A lot of damages for Lousy Dachshezi, but only 2 High Templar remain out of that initial attack. Lousy Dachshezi maintains his third expansion despite the fact that he lost a lot of drones in the process. Could that come back to bite Mr. Lousy in the butt? I don't know. But Precision Time does at this point have an economic advantage. Boy, easy for me to say, isn't it? A 1 armor upgrade as well for Mr. Precision Time. That group of about 10 Corsairs, which is now down to 9, what a heavy loss, is now flying around Lousy Dachshezi's main base and noting that Lousy Dachshezi does not have an awful lot left. Maybe this actually worked, as Lousy Dachshezi has very few probes unusual for him. The pickings might be good for Mr. Precision Time, who seems to be the expert at understatements, as he kept telling me in his first game. I am terrible at this. You know, I'm not very good. But, you know, he played a heck of a series versus me, and he's given Lousy Dad Cheesy more than he could beg for or ask for in this game. Come on, Precision Time. You'd love to see you defeat the lousy piece of cheese. No, and of course, I'm not biased in any way whatsoever. Here comes Precision Time back on the attack yet again. This time, a group of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Dragoons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Zealots. And one Dark Templar for good measure. And two High Templars in a pear tree. Plus another group of 5 Zealots, 2 Dragoons, and 2 High Templar in a pear tree. By the way, happy holidays to everyone who's listening to this broadcast. The massive forces is now sitting there right at the top, immediately to the top right of Lousy Dad Cheesy's third base. Lousy Dad Cheesy has now gone into sunken mode, as he's got himself a bunch of colonies and a bunch of stuff going on into production at his expansion to the left. So Precision Time goes straight down the gut of Lousy Dad Cheesy's main base, going after the first natural. Lousy Dad Cheesy's attempting to flank that force from both sides. Precision Time's got it. Lousy Dad Cheesy declares the GG, and despite the fact that Precision Time looked like had two or three opportunities earlier in this game to win it, finally does the death blow to Lousy Dad Cheesy to tie this series up at one game apiece. Wow, what an effort from Precision Time. A very good Protoss versus Zerg game, and even better, a defeat of Lousy Dad Cheesy as Zerg. Perhaps Precision Time has found a blueprint for beating Lousy Dad Cheesy, and the scores show it. Precision Time flips the script on Lousy Dad Cheesy with a score of 106,801 versus Lousy Dad Cheesy's score of 79,963. Yet again, the advantage of resources is the key. 33,056 for Precision Time versus 24,658 for Lousy Dad Cheesy. This game elapsed in 26 minutes and 14 seconds. Overall, what can you say? Precision Time is not the noob like he thought he was. A win over Lousy Dad Cheesy really tells you something. He played that game very well, despite the fact I criticized him for not attacking earlier on. In a game of StarCraft, though, if you have an opportunity to defeat an opponent, you take your chance. You go after him. But perhaps, in this case, you know, patience was the course of action. And in this case, Precision Time proves me wrong as he wins this game to tie up the series. Well, considering we have ourselves a 1-1 series, the only thing logically we can do is have a deciding third game. So in just a couple of moments, we will have game number 3 for you live here at Blizzard Gaming Night. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio.